The House agreed with a Senate amendment to provide supplemental state money to the state's public broadcasting stations on a 65-45 vote. Most of the objections came from Republicans who argued private donations instead of tax dollars should be used to help fund the stations. And some lawmakers, including Representative Mary Lou Coleshaw of Naperville, argued the money would be better spent on education.
There are certain educational aspects to public television. But I would remind you of something. It's a good thing that the dialogue on the television stations is spoken and does not have to be read. If it was written on the screen, you would find there is an appalling number of young people in this state who cannot read. And we are taking money away from reading programs in the public schools to support public television. You should be ashamed.
But Chicago Democrat Al Ronan disagreed and urged support of the measure.
After listening to some of the rhetoric from the other side of the aisle, I'm amazed. This is one of the few really productive things we can do for the people of the state of Illinois. Public TV provides a tremendous opportunity for education. It's really the technology that we have to be looking at. In a session of education reform, we should be on any method of educating not only young people but all the citizens of the state of Illinois.
The legislation now goes to the governor for his consideration. At the Illinois State House, this is Mary Frances Fagan.